On this week's episode of the Real Mentors podcast, we go into our very own fantasy draft. That's right, with everybody selecting and starting in the NFL fantasy drafts, we do our own, but movie style. All that next.
Welcome everybody to episode 25, that's right, 25, the big one, of the Real Mentors podcast. We're going to talk a little movies, TV, have a little fun along the way. The best in the business are back at it. It's been a couple weeks and we've been together. So it's good to be back here in girlslife.com studios, of course, and to get things rolling. And just for the record, I want to say that Real Mentors always stand up for the commencement of the national anthem. I'll let that be. Now help me along with our front journey. We got our two regular co-hosts.
However, we respect any moron's right to not stand up.
Agreed. Agreed. Now, you can stand or sit. We will stand. But we will get into that. But either way, that voice, of course, came from the head of the girlslife.com studios, the man beast himself, Mr. Mike Rose. How you doing, big guy?
What's up, Jose?
How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good, man. I'm glad to be here. You know, it didn't seem like we've been gone that long because we did have another show that dropped last week. So
we did, but a week is too long. We got you guys.
A week is too long, so yeah. We got to work.
I miss you guys,
out.
Man.
No, it's your fault, man. Aww. You're the one that lives in Casa de Carajo now.
I'm always ready to be available.
Can I
say
that on the air?
You just did. And it's not going to be edited. Don't worry about it.
And that voice, of course, came from a technical producer. The third remainder member of the, I guess, three amigos here, if you will. The host of the Foreign Corner, George. How you doing, big guy?
Señor.
Doing great, guys. Yeah. How's right. Everybody doing?
He's excited because it's football season. Football.
It is football season. Well, we are in Labor Day weekend.
We started soccer season, too.
Yeah, soccer season, too. La Liga, EPL,
It's all about this. We're about the NFL here. So, obviously, I think the season starts next week.
True.
Yes. La Dolphins fans very excited to have yet another year of mediocrity.
3-13, baby.
Looking forward to
College football.
College football started yesterday.
Notre Dame.
Yeah.
That's UM? My team. Are you a UM guy?
A Gator. A Gator. Yeah.
Gator,
yeah. Like Murder University as a,
Notre Dame fan.
Oh, God. I'll give you Rudy, and that's about it.
That's right.
And I'll give you Joe Theismann because he was, of course, an ex wrestling great.
Brady Quinn, champion. Baby. That's my great.
Oh, God.
Is it the convicts?
Is he even playing anymore? Is he still in the league?
Brady Quinn.
No, I don't think so.
I have no idea, dude.
I have to look. That's a Google. I can't tell my football
Pokemon,
fan friends
Pokemon,
out there.
Let's get Pikachu on this, dude.
Pikachu, get him on here.
Let's not waste our money, dude. We pay him good money for this crap.
Is Rudy your favorite football movie ever?
No.
I think it might be. It's up there.
It's
hard to do football, honestly, because you can't.
I don't know what the best one is. Rudy's up there. I have to think about that. But I love Rudy.
Any Given Sunday?
It was good.
I like Al Pacino.
It was good, but it wasn't like.
I don't think. I can't rewatch that. Yeah. I don't think it holds up.
It doesn't. I can't rewatch them. Like Rudy, I can rewatch in the beginning, the middle. Whenever it comes on, I'll stop. I'll rewatch Rudy.
Speaking of that, I was watching. Speaking of Pacino, and I'm not trying to go stream of consciousness on you, but I was watching Godfather 3 just kind of passed across my.
I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah, why?
That really doesn't hold up.
No.
Not that it was held up.
It didn't hold up to begin with.
Right, but I'm just saying.
It was never held.
No, but I'm just saying it's like. That's a really bad movie.
Yeah, it's not
and,
good.
And what's her name? Sofia Coppola. Awful.
Oh, she's awful. Oh, God, awful.
And you know, great director. It's funny.
But everybody, stumbles.
Yeah, you can't be every.
No, but that was really bad. But speaking of football.
Sorry.
We just finished.
By the way, Brady Quinn, no longer in the league.
Oh, okay. Pikachu earning his money.
Yes. Sorry, Brady.
For real, dude. Jesus.
I was a big fan of his, man.
He's working on Kaepernick's PR campaign. Either way, speaking of football, obviously we're all excited. We're big football fans and sports fans in general. Me and George, we do a fantasy league together. I think most leagues are drafting around this time of the year.
Who's your quarterback, by the way? I know he said his quarterback was Russell Wilson.
Who did I get? Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton, the Red Rifle.
Yeah, right.
Big fan of his, and, actually.
He's okay. I like
him. I think he's a very good football player.
He's solid. And I took Matt Ryan's backup quarterback.
He's going to have a bad year this year.
Yeah. He's a backup, though, so I don't care.
Are you going to go with the Cowboys? You know, Dax? You know, that quarterback?
Dax Shepard.
Please, dude. I'm a Redskin, dude.
That's true. We can't.
Yeah, you can't root for
him. We can't root for any Cowboys.
That's, see, that's why fantasy football and me just don't. I can't root against
it's my great.
Team.
It's a frustrating joy, I guess, to say at least.
No, dude, I just think it ruins Sundays for me. I love to sit down and just watch a football game. And not worry about
it's fair.
Whether my running back is going to get 100 yards or not. I just think it's, to me, you know, again, you know, gambling's great for some.
Of course.
But to me, I just enjoy to watch football, and I know a lot about gambling.
But, yeah, I mean, for me, I think most people, I think it enhances the games.
It's not my bag, baby.
No, I like playing. Cause it makes you, for me anyway, it makes you more interested in the games that you're watching that nobody wouldn't care about.
I guess I just don't want to, you know what? I don't want to root against my team. That's I guess that's my thing.
No, I
even
got
in college football.
I got you. It's not even some players, or even if you don't have a player, if your player is playing against you, you got to cheer.
Yeah,
that's cheer for at the same time.
And I think that's the one thing. Yeah, I think that's the one thing that fantasy football actually does is isolate. You know, like the fan base, you know, kind of thing. So you become a player, a fan of a single guy.
Right, I think you become a player nerd.
Well, you just become a fan of your team.
I'm just saying, I know you're a fantasy team, if you will. I know you're a Redskins fan, and you would never root against the Redskins.
No, of course not. No.
And I would never root against the Dolphins. And like I said, they've broken my heart enough times to know that.
Well, I mean, but you got both ways. Like George, he has Kirk Cousins on his team as a Redskins quarterback. And if I'm playing him, Kirk Cousins is starting. And I've seen a Redskins
game. Actually, I shouldn't say very good. I should say solid.
He's okay.
Yeah, solid.
But I can cheer for Cousins to be the worst quarterback that day, but the Redskins can still win, and I'm happy. So
have the defense. Yeah, you know,
exactly.
Yeah. I feel like two victories.
You know what kind of gambling I do like is.
I should do that whenever I'm playing the Romeros. Put Kirk Cousins.
You got to do the squares to see how long Johnny Manziel lasts in the league this time. And how long
he'll be employed by the Brady Quinn Enterprises in about a couple weeks.
He's doing the veteran combine.
No, he signed a 1-year $18 million deal with Denver.
He'll be done soon. He's prepping his resume and all that for life after football. But speaking of that, since we're on the topic of football, I figure, you know, let's have a little fun here.
We gotta talk about Gene Wilder though.
Oh yeah.
You're right. I forgot about that. Good call, George. Jeez. Well, yeah. We're gonna
peel it back.
We'll table the fantasy football for a second. But you're right. We had again. It's like the 8,000th time we have to do this on the show.
This
unfortunately,
is a horrible year
it's been
that.
A terrible year for deaths because a lot of legends and I would put Gene Wilder, who passed away this week, as a legend.
He's an absolute legend.
Yeah, one of the great comedians and performers that we've seen, especially for those who remember. Well, I grew up with him watching a lot of his movies. I think all of us did here at the table.
Chocolate Factory, all the Mel Brooks movies.
Oh, man. Young Frankenstein's a genius as far as I'm concerned.
The producer's
fantastic. Yeah. Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles.
And I know like Mel Brooks had a big part of that, but if you watch Gene Wilder's performance in those movies, he's awesome. He's so good.
Even the stuff that he, like The Lady in Red is a great movie.
It's a really
good movie. Yeah. Silver Streak, not so much, but he made a lot of money with that movie.
Sir Crazy was funny.
Sir Crazy is another movie made a lot of money with.
Richard Pryor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, he's done a lot of movies.
He does. See No Evil, Hear No Evil is another one, which I kind of like. I kind of like. That's not a great movie, but it's funny. Him and Richard Pryor had great chemistry between the both of them. It was great. But, man, it's just unbelievable. I know he had a rough last few years, I think, Alzheimer's.
I respect his family for not putting him out there. You know, a lot of these people.
It wasn't publicized a lot.
Yeah. No, the thing like with Glenn Campbell, where I don't know if you saw that documentary that he did for CNN, and I think it's on Netflix now. It's called I'm Still Here.
I heard of it, but.
You know, the poor guy's jacked up. Let the guy ride off into the sunset. Stop trying to milk him, man.
Yeah.
You know, let the guy die in peace.
Yeah, I think then you're right.
I know he wanted to do this or whatever, or they say he wanted to do this, but nobody wants to live like that. You just want to let yourself go if that's where it is. If you're not in pain, just enjoy what's left of your
I agree.
And he was even in Bonnie and Clyde, the producer.
That was one of his first movies.
He was a writer. I think he wrote, helped write Young Frankenstein with Mel Brooks, if I'm not mistaken. But
Young
he's great.
Frankenstein is brilliant.
And that movie is, for those out there who haven't seen these movies, and I talked about it in a review recently.
Yeah, you did.
I tried to show, I think it was like, I don't know, 2 or 3 months ago, I hauled out Blazing Saddles for my wife and my daughters.
Funny.
It holds up for me, but let me tell you, they're like, how could they say that? The one move and the N-word gets it. You know,
That movie will not fly today. Yeah, that movie
Definitely not PC, but again, that was a different era.
It's funny.
It's hilarious.
You know what else is, and here's where I think the rubber meets the road with all this PC BS, okay? Everybody that I talk to that's of my age that has watched this movie thinks it's hilarious, and there's no ill intent aimed at anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's just funny.
Yeah.
Okay? And if you don't get the joke, don't watch a movie. That's the beauty of free speech.
Yeah, and even when he goes, oh, no, please, no, don't have him kill me.
Yeah, I'm always brilliant.
Where the white women at?
Mongo.
That's Cleavon Little, who's Mongo, who I think is passing out too, by
Mongo Street.
Mongo Street. It's awesome. Yeah, a former football player. I forgot his name. He was in Webster, too, the father who did Mongo. I forgot his name.
That's Alex Pikachu. Harris. He's dead, too, by the way.
Yeah, he died. He's, okay, Alex yeah. He played professional yeah. football, speaking of which. But again,
Detroit Lions center.
Yeah, actually. That's right. Yeah, he was a big guy, too.
Yep.
This year's been brutal, and I love Wilder.
You know, Harvey Korman was in that.
He was so good. God,
Madeline Kahn.
No, there's a list of comedians. Just that Mel Brooks did a great job of putting his people in movies.
Exactly.
You know, a lot of people. I get sick to my stomach when people compare a guy like Adam Sandler with
Don
Mel Brooks
DeLuise.
because it's just the level of craftsmanship is nowhere near
what
Mel Brooks does.
Yeah.
Just because Adam Sandler puts his friends in movies doesn't make him friggin' Mel Brooks. I'm sorry.
Nah. He had some lowbrow humor, but he was very smart humor as well.
There was always a double entendre going there.
Alex Karras is Mongo.
Did I just say that?
Yeah,
you did. Sorry.
Thanks, Pikachu.
Yeah, Pikachu, for your redundancy is always welcome here at the Real Mentors Podcast.
Yeah.
I didn't mean Google for that, kid.
Oh, sorry. You last.
George is already off to a great start.
This is a good one. No, but you know, Gene Wilder, it bummed me out.
Willy Wonka. Yeah. If you watch that movie,
Charlie Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Agree. But he's so good in that movie. Dude. It's crazy why Johnny Depp couldn't hold a candle to that. He does make that movie.
There's just so many. There's memes that they still freaking take off of that movie, and just you know that
it's an iconic role. I think
nothing. You know, people take that all the time and use it. If you look at even a lot of these radio show type things use that clip to, you know, just throw it into the mix, you know.
I'm kind of glad he made that kind of movie because that movie will, I think, stand the test of time. And it's still being played because it appeals to the kids.
You know,
so,
and the kids like that movie.
Exactly. So Gene Wilder, remember, I'm glad he's, because like Young Frankenstein, Blazing Saddles are fantastic, but not people won't watch them, don't know what the hell they are.
Right.
But at least with
Willy Wonka. They're obscure though. I mean, they have like a selected group.
Well, I mean, just maybe. With time, people forget, but Willy Wonka is like, you know, this is one of the ways it just survives the test of time because it's going to get played over and over again for the kids and they love it and the adults love it because we grew up in that movie. So it's one of those great characters. So
I mean, you think about that movie. That movie's like over 40 years old.
That's something 1971.
1971. 71. Yeah, 1971.
Yeah, it's 40, 45. Jesus, that's old. Good Lord. I think Mike was still 30. No, he was like 37 when that came out.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Mike's at the way, so he's not here to defend himself.
Oh, he'll come back with a vengeance.
But it sucks. I mean, it sucks. Again, this really is like the 6th, 7th time. Well, maybe not that much. Maybe 5th time we talked about someone passing away, or
at least.
And big names. I'm not talking about these like big Hollywood names, legends, and great artists. And it sucks, but it is what it is. I hate to open a show like that. And George, thanks for reminding me because I definitely did want to talk about him. But there's no easy transition out of this, so we're gonna
he's not even the only one because I mean, you know, we had in the for those of us that like wrestling, you know, we even had Mr. Fuji,
Harry Fujiwara,
Mr. Fuji passed away too. You know, we
very good, the manager,
very influential. You know, for Demolition, for the Barbarian, and when they had the tag team.
He was a lot of different. He managed a lot of different tag teams.
He even had what's that? Yokozuna. He was the manager for Yokozuna, right.
Who's no longer with us too.
No longer with us. But you know, when he made the mistake of challenging in one of the WrestleManias, he actually challenged Hulk Hogan for the championship, and he had like Hulk Hogan come in. I think it was WrestleMania 9 that he had Hulk Hogan comes in and wins the championship. You know, like
Yoko won the belt. Yoko is one that had the belt before.
Yeah, but then Hulk Hogan came in on WrestleMania and then had a title shot like right there on WrestleMania and won the belt like right there. You know, because Mr. Fuji was like, he'll beat you right here, right now. He's like, let's really go, good. And he did it. Yeah. You know, that was like a WrestleMania moment, you know, that Mr. Fuji made. So, you know, he was very famous in that as a
Hall
manager.
Of Famer, WWE Hall of Famer.
You know,
I think he was another Alzheimer's guy too, by the way. So
it's possible. I mean, I don't remember.
No, I think I read something about
that. And then, for the Latino brothers out there, for the Latino contingent out here, for the real mentors.
He's crying right now.
Let me tell you, there's a bunch of plastic surgeons that are sad because they're out of business.
He's had it rough for a couple of years.
2 weeks called up in the fetal position about this devastating loss.
But for the Latino contingents, with the real mentors.
I don't think it's one of our followers actually know who the hell the guy is. I'll be surprised.
If I know, look, I'm 100% gringo and I know who Juan Gabriel is.
Yeah, maybe we should put it out there for the contingent.
I'm curious.
To see if anybody knows who Juan Gabriel is.
I am an honorary Hispanic, by the way.
But that's true. You're around here. And so I can see you understand you hearing of it. But most folks outside of Miami.
There's a lot of gringos that live here that don't understand.
Oh, I'm sure there are. But, I'm just saying.
Whatever.
Either way.
Again, he died.
Yeah, you know, I didn't know that well.
Let's go say the freaking rosary.
He's no Gene Wilder, dude. The neighbor on the fifth floor died too. We're going to talk about that, or we're good?
No.
All right, you're saying, cat passed away.
El perro, a big hairball.
He choked on a big hairball. Is that what it was? Okay, just doing it. Do we sure?
No, because there's no easy transition to from that.
I agree, but
I mean, I know they don't hold a candle to Gene Wilder,
Gene Wilder is a big name.
No, he is a huge name. His name, but I'm not saying your neighbor's cast the kind of thing I want to talk about here and on the podcast.
He put a lot of asses in seats.
Maybe to the neighbor, I might listen.
To the neighbor's very sad. Well, if she's into us, I'm sorry about you. Sorry about your loss, man.
I'm sorry. I want to tell your neighbor that I'm very sorry.
All right.
She lost her cat Snuggles.
Fifi, out there with the life of pets.
So either way, that made the transition awkward. But either way, let's get back to where my initial thought was the fantasy football stuff. Always like for the folks out there to get to know us a little bit and get to know our tastes. I know there's a couple of shows always do that. So what better way for us to kind of hone in on the directors and actors that we like? So having said that, we're going to do a little fantasy draft movie style. So the premise would be we're given the task of making whatever movie, any movie, doesn't matter if it's comedy. You know what movie it's going to be. It's going to be a movie, and you have to hire people behind it. So you're going to hire your director, main actor, main actress, supporting each one, and one flex player for those who know fantasy football, which could be any other. Would it be a composer or a different actor? To whatever it is. So you're building your movie in the way that you would like it to be. So having said that, we're going to take turns picking like regular drafting rounds. We can't pick the same person. Once he's picked, he's quote-unquote off the board.
Okay.
So we'll take turns. So I know we'll start with Mike. We'll work away clockwise. So
okay.
We'll do counterclockwise.
What is this? We're picking whatever we want to
pick? Yeah, so you can pick one at a time. You can start with the director. You can start with the actor. Like you don't want to pick who's the one person you want right now to start whatever movie you're going to be giving. You know what movie it's going to be. But it's going to be, hey, well, I'm giving you a project. Start with the cast and direct and all that, and then we'll tell you what it is after the fact or whatever. So, having said that, who will be your first? Your number one pick?
Well, it's
you can start with anybody.
Well, I it could be the biggest star in the world, right? Could be anybody.
It could be anybody.
I'm gonna go with take Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck as an actor or a director?
As an actor.
As an actor. Yep. Okay, interesting.
I already got somebody in my. I think my director is going to make it around.
Yeah, no, you got to think about that. Hope no one dressed my gummy fizz.
That's what I'm saying.
I have a couple in my mind.
So I have a couple too. I'm hoping none of you guys pick.
Yeah, exactly. But
Ben Affleck's good. I think Ben Affleck's a pretty solid
number one
pick.
Wow, interesting. As your top actor.
I think.
Okay. I like him.
First of all, here's my strategy. I think he's been in some really high profile movies.
Of course. Yeah.
He brings a pretty nice spectrum of ability to play a role. I haven't said what kind of movie it's going to be.
Right. Fair enough. And at this point, we don't know. It's like,
right.
It's
I just thought he was fantastic in Batman v Superman. He's great in Girl Gone. He was great. He's
agreed.
Been great in a lot of movies.
Okay.
So I'm going to just go with this.
That's interesting. That's a surprise pick. I got to say, I'm surprised that was the first name I found. Okay. So I'll go next. I want to start with my director, my coach, Christopher Nolan.
Okay. See, I knew that.
I know. I was like, let me grab one now.
He was going.
Yeah, he was going to go. Because I think with him, he's versatile. He's done the sci-fi, he's done comic book movies.
Yeah,
he's
to shuffle some shit. Yeah. Crap he's, in my yeah
he's
I knew that. See, I think he thought I was going to pick Nolan.
I thought you might go first with Nolan.
Then I said to myself,
I had to back a director, though.
If I don't pick Affleck, then I'm going to lose Affleck because he's not going to make it through the three of you.
I think he would have.
You think so?
So Affleck would have made it. Depends what I'm not sure what George is going to go first.
If I would have picked Nolan, because Nolan was on my list.
If I would have known, I would have got my second there. I won't say his name because I don't want to influence anybody. But I had a backup in mind if Nolan wasn't available. Okay. But only for me is that I guess
as a director. Or
as director, Nolan's a director.
You were going to take another director if Nolan.
I was talking about another director.
Okay. All right.
Because again, he shapes the director shapes the movie.
Nolan
I agree. Exactly.
No, but my guy's still there. So.
George.
Yeah. See, I'm thinking for the director. I thought you guys were going to get him because he's got like all kinds of hits. I was going to put James Cameron as my director.
Yeah, see,
that's in my head. I was talking to Jose about this. We talked about, and I thought you might go Spielberg. But okay.
But I was thinking about that. But
Cameron.
You know,
all right. No, yeah, that's a good choice. I mean,
Either him. Because I mean, obviously you picked an actor. You picked a director.
Right.
Nolan. I was gonna go either Cameron, or. Well, I don't know if you.
So what do we pick? Just actor, actress.
We're gonna do one director, one lead. Actor, lead, actress, and then two supporting roles, male and female, and then one flex, which could be another actor you want to use in the movie as well.
I don't even have to pick my director. I can go right to an actress, right?
Exactly.
Because you guys have already picked directors.
Exactly.
Yeah. So now nobody's picked my guy, so I can.
You already had Affleck as an actor, though. Right. You can't just switch him to a director.
No,
I mean, even though he can do both.
No, that's not what I'm doing, bro.
No, relax, relax.
Hey, I know what I'm doing.
Relax. Calm down. George, you're getting excited. We just started.
I already have my actress.
Are you going for lead actress now? All right.
Yep.
So who's that going to be?
Emma Stone.
Okay. Interesting. I did a thought about her down the road. Am I picking up? I like her. She's good. She's got range.
Right. So my director's still there.
I did. Right toward the end.
It's okay. Because when I pick my director, you guys are both going to go.
I'm curious who you choose. I think I have someone in mind. I might be wrong, but I have someone in mind. I think you may go for who may be my backup, to be honest with you. I'll go. Okay. I want to go actor.
I know who it is.
Oh, go ahead.
I think you're going to pick Tom Cruise.
Yes, Tom Cruise. First, I love Tom Cruise, but again, the versatility. But
I'm a huge fan of his, too.
But I would love to see him work with Nolan.
I think Affleck's a bigger star than he
is, but I would love to see Tom Cruise work with Nolan.
I think it's great.
I think it would be a great collaboration. We haven't seen it before. I would love to see that. Both guys so committed. I would love that.
I'm not going to say anything. Go ahead. You're next.
Yeah, see, I was thinking about picking a certain movie star that had like action roles, but I think I'm going to go versatility since I don't know what kind of genre you're going to be picking.
Sure.
You have to pick the genre.
You pick it after. So, I mean, you're building your movie.
Oh.
So, you can tell us, have to ask. So make sure that when you're doing this, you want people with a fit. You're not going to get Jim Carrey with James Cameron, for example. Not that you would, but I'm saying that.
Right. No, but I was thinking,
but you know what I'm saying.
Well, I was thinking, DiCaprio. Yeah. I was thinking DiCaprio. Okay. He's worked with Cameron before.
That's a good choice. I had him.
So
it was somewhere on my list.
He would have gotten picked up at some point by me.
That's lead, right?
Yeah. So it's Cameron and DiCaprio.
Okay, that's good. Okay, that's really good. I like that. What movie did they do? Oh, Titanic. Dude.
They did Titanic.
Yeah, I'm thinking. What movie is that? God, I couldn't think about it. Yeah. Okay. That's for your favorite movie.
So you got DiCaprio.
I got DiCaprio and Cameron.
I got Tom Cruise, Nolan. You got Emma Stone and Ben Affleck. Interesting pairing. Okay. What do you got next, Mike?
I'm going to pull my director out so we can make it fair because I could go and snipe all the great actors.
You could, I mean. Hey,
or maybe I will do.
Yeah, this is all about, man. Yeah, man,
my best supporting, I'm going to pick as my supporting, I'm picking Keaton.
Michael Keaton, good choice, man. I was... He's on my list. He was on my draft board, if you will.
I
the big board.
I just realized if I didn't take him, then he might not make
it. It's possible. So. I know I would have snagged DiCaprio at some point, whether I'm a flex player or supporting or something.
He was my thought for next. If I would have taken him, if he didn't.
No, I like that.
Snatch. There's a couple other guys, too. I mean, I like, you know, if you want to go older school, you know, Hopkins is always good.
Well, and you can always get that. You know
Liam
that.
Neeson is a very good actor.
There's a lot of people to
there's
choose
guys,
from. Yeah,
there's a ton of guys, but I think that if you look at Affleck, you know, you put Affleck and Keaton together, that's something. And
that's
they're
good.
Both in Batman.
That, so. Yeah, I know.
Not that I'm going there.
I see Christian Bale in his future.
No, Christian Bale.
I'm going to go actress. I'm going to get Emily Blunt.
Okay.
Yeah. No, who's worked with Tom Cruise, good chemistry, and I love her. She's great and does action sci-fi as well. She was great in Sicario. If you've seen that.
What I liked about Emma Stone is she's done both comedy and drama.
She does, yeah.
And she's got those great big eyes, which look great in the movie. No,
well, Blunt's done comedy too with Devil Wears Prada and all that. So, but she's great. She's open. Well, she's probably
one of
the
real good actors.
She's top two or three right now.
I think Stone's up there too.
No, I agree. Yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go a supporting actor.
Okay.
I'm gonna put Matthew McConaughey.
That's pretty good.
All right. Okay, that's good. Him and DiCaprio. Yeah.
Him and DiCaprio. From Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street. That's right.
Wolf of Wall Street. I thought Scorsese something like that. I thought about something like that.
Well, that's good, man. That's a strong lineup. It's like two good running backs you have there.
I'm going
unconventional. I'm gonna go for best supporting actress.
Okay.
Pick Anne Hathaway.
Nice, good choice.
Okay,
yeah.
Good choice.
I wanted to get it too because her memory blown.
Exactly.
Okay, scratch off the list. But she's good. She's great. I love her. She's a great actress. She doesn't get enough credit. I don't think. So I got my director. I got supporting actor. I'm gonna go. Interesting choice. I'm gonna go Matt Damon.
That's really good.
Role.
I thought about getting him. You know, at the beginning.
This will be a huge hit too. This is a blockbuster. I mean, with Damon, who worked with instead of with Nolan, so he's got some history there. So I don't think he's ever been paired up with Tom Cruise.
He hasn't.
So that could be a good dynamic. Yeah, it's a big that's important.
I thought about Cameron and Jason Bourne, type of movie.
Because Matt Damon has done comedy, action, sci-fi.
I figured I would get somebody that has worked with Cameron in the past, so that's why I got that one.
Yeah, that makes sense. So George, what do you got next?
See, I'm thinking I think her name is
you're going for a lead actress?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm thinking it's the one they did, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. The actress that's in that, I forget her name.
The one who's in the Bourne movies.
No, she's
How
to Lose a Guy in 10 days.
I'm thinking of the wrong movie. Yeah,
she was with she's in.
You don't
Knocked
even know
Off.
Who you're gonna pick.
I know, yeah, there ain't no name.
That girl from that thing.
The actress. Oh, that one.
I
know exactly.
That, by the way, is one of my.
It's the daughter of what's that? Yeah, who was in Wildcats? Yeah. The blonde hair.
Oh, you're talking about the daughter of Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn, yes.
Right.
What's her name?
You're sweet.
Yeah, I didn't pick her.
It's Kate Hudson.
Thank you.
Yeah, God. I was like, I know it's Kate or something.
Really? As your lead actress?
As my supporting actress.
You took a lead actress already.
I haven't taken it.
He went to two actors. He went McConaughey and
yeah. Okay, so I'm at.
Okay. Since
I got the liberty to select
the director. George's movie is always opening in second place because of that. But go ahead, Mike.
Director whenever I want now, sure. Since you guys have already picked directors.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with my flex, and I'm going to take Jared Leto.
Interesting choice.
Jared Leto,
very Batman-centric, right?
Interesting choice. Okay. Not bad. Okay. Having said that, you've got both your actresses, right?
I got both actresses, and my flex.
I'm going to go with flex.
I'm going to say my supporting actress for acting. My flex, I'm going to go with Jenny Hall.
Who?
Jake Jenny Hall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, good little versatile in there. Another guy does a lot of good things. Oscar
Leto.
Exactly. Like, they're very similar style, so I'm gonna go with him.
Well, see, I'm gonna pick my flex.
Okay, so you're skipping you still have best actors. Okay.
Yeah, I still got best actors. I'm gonna pick it, but Garofalo.
That's something.
Garofalo.
Interesting. Janine Garofalo.
No, not her. The guy who played the Hulk.
That's not his name.
You can't even get this. There we go. Kate Hudson's name.
No, okay.
My God. Hulk smash, George, dude.
Yeah, Hulk smash.
He's not talking about the one.
Janine Garofalo.
He's not talking about Ed Norton.
No, man. Not Norton. Although he's not a bad choice. But
oh,
Well, you're putting this on the fly, también, dale, on the fly. Like, really? You know? I mean, look, I can even go.
Mark Ruffalo.
Is he for? Okay. Yeah, Mark Ruffalo. I'm like, sorry.
Jimmy Garofalo.
No, you're making this on the fly. Do this on the fly, Dolly.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Wait. I'm going to tell you right now. We did this whole thing on the fly, and I didn't hesitate once about exactly. any of my picks.
Well, okay, yeah, but... You know, sometimes the names, you know,
but
like...
But Mark Ruffalo is...
And I'm going third, mind you. I'm going third. Hey, so
relax.
He's a great actor. Right. I don't have any issues.
He's good. He's a good choice.
He's a flex. No, pero... Okay. I have to... Okay. If I had a name in my head and you picked him, then I have to go, coño, he picked him.
You have to be prepared for your draft.
Dude,
you know, you got to be
when you said Garofalo, I just looked at him and I was like...
I was thinking like... I was like, is it someone Ruffalo? Else? Somebody else I'm thinking about?
No, it's Mark Ruffalo. Sorry. You know, I was like...
I just can't stop thinking of that horrible Ben Stiller superhero movie that she was in.
Mystery Man.
No? Mystery Man.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's kind of quirky.
It's a horrible movie.
Anyway.
Okay, so...
Okay, so we're back to me.
Let's compose it. Okay, so this will be your last pick, right?
Yes, director. My director is going to be David Fincher.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay. I was thinking Tarantino for some reason.
I love Tarantino, but I don't think that he would make a good superhero movie.
Oh, apparently that's what you're making. Okay. Well, we'll talk about that one. Okay. So that's a good choice. It's not Garofalo level, but, you know, it's not bad.
Nothing wrong with David Fincher.
No, he's good. He makes great movies. This is, hello, the game.
Memento.
No, that's Nolan.
Seven. Seven.
Seven. The Gold Dragon Tattoo. The Gorgon.
Yeah, what's the...
Alien 3. Zodiac is an underrated movie. I'll give you that,
Big fan of his.
Yeah, okay, that's a good choice. All right, so now I got my supporting actress. I was going to go with Garofalo, but she's already tainted now, so let me go to plan B here. In case George still wants it for lead actress, I'm gonna leave it for you, dude. You can have the. You know, he's like a kicker.
And I just want everybody to know that.
Yeah, thanks.
Garofalo equates to picking a kicker like in the second round.
Meryl Streep's out there.
Yeah, she's still out there.
Julia Roberts is still out there.
Julia Roberts. Oh, now it's okay. Now
I'm just trying to help.
I want to go Margot Robbie. That's as my supporting, yes.
Nice, okay, good one.
You got some little eye candy in there. All right. You know, not that Bond's not good looking, but no, Margot Robbie.
So I'm gonna go with lead actress.
February Jones is still out there.
Thanks. No, I'm gonna go with lead actress.
February Jones.
I'm gonna put Charlize Theron as my lead actress.
Okay, okay, that's good choice. That's a good choice. Okay,
so I got Cameron.
That's a good save there. In there, that's a good last pick. Yeah.
That was
a good steal. It's a steal.
The sleeper.
It's a sleeper. Hit, you know,
the sleeper pick. You know, so I got
it's gold, Jerry. It's gold,
Jerry. Yeah, so I got. I got Cameron DiCaprio.
So you got Cameron as a director.
Right.
The lead actors are
DiCaprio and McConaughey.
That's pretty good.
Supporting.
Charlize Theron as the main actress. I got Kate Hudson and Mark Ruffalo as the flex.
As the flex. Okay, that's solid. That's good. That's good. What kind of movie are you looking at?
I didn't tell
you guys prepare for it, but you know, just
it was something like
don't say Avatar and Phoenix, please.
No, something like Spotlight.
Oh, more like a serious movie.
Yeah,
okay, a little outside of James Cameron's warehouse. Okay,
something like Spotlight, like I'll go see
something serious, Oscar bait kind of movie,
right. Yeah, you know, like something like that.
Okay.
I like that. I've changed my movie. I said superhero, but I think I'm going to go with Dark Vengeance Thriller. That's what I'm
going to do. And you have Fincher.
I have a pretty good cast.
So you have Fincher, which works for that. You have Ben Affleck.
Affleck, which works for that.
Emma Stone,
which works for that.
And then you had...
Anne Hathaway.
Very good.
I had Jared Leto in my flex, which would be good.
Okay.
And then my best supporting was... Yeah. Do you remember what I said? My brain just fell out of my head.
Yeah, oh, you see? And I'm the one here that's trying to reach us.
Well, he had the name right to begin with. Leto.
Yeah. Leto. You got Jared Leto.
Oh, you did? Oh, my bad.
That was my flex.
So you got...
Supporting was Keaton.
Keaton. Yes, Birdman himself. Yes, that's right. I got to forget that. Okay, that's good. Okay. For me, actually, I got Nolan. We got Tom Cruise. Emily Blunt. Margot Robbie. Matt Damon and Jenny Hall.
Speaking of that,
I'll probably go like a good sci-fi alien invasion.
From that
you know,
movie Spotlight. I mean, think about that. there's all of us picked people off that cast.
Yeah.
Keaton, Ruffalo.
McAdams is still there. McAdams. No, you put a couple on there,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah, Rachel McAdams. Wasn't many. Yeah.
I think it was Ruffalo in that?
No,
she was in that.
It's Ruffalo. No, but that, I had something like that. Like, I had like a spot, you know, like a spotlight kind
okay,
of.
Okay, now I want to go like a good sci fi. Yeah, I want an action sci fi. Something on that.
Yeah, you got to do.
Yeah, with Tom Cruise. Yeah, and no one's done sci fi, but like action sci fi. So
that movie with McConaughey. About Mars.
Interstellar.
Interstellar, yeah.
Yeah, but something more action-oriented than that. Because that was more like that was more of a drama.
But the cruise movie that he did, I didn't like that movie.
Which one? Oblivion?
Oblivion, yeah.
That's because they didn't have Nolan directing it.
That's true.
I mean, but that's cool. So that's a good cast.
The movie he did with
the one that he did at Edge of Tomorrow, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what you're thinking?
Something like that, yeah. But that more set in space, I'm thinking, you know.
Okay,
exactly. That's why in my head I'm okay, I can do it. And Damon's done that, you know, with The Martian.
By the way, none of us picked J.J. Abrams to direct our movie.
No. If you want someone to resurrect your franchise, then that's the guy you go with. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, we were thinking successful franchises.
And no Joss Whedon.
We could have gone with a lot of directors. I mean, I had Tarantino in mind, and maybe.
I had Tarantino in mind, but then I started to say I wanted to go dark, so that I could venture.
I take the director who I may have gone with instead, even though his Matthew Vaughn. If I'm like a nice, good, fun, like kind of like that.
Yeah. Like I thought Scorsese first, and then I go, well, because that was the backup.
You know,
he's too obvious. Yeah.
Yeah, but see, but I thought you guys were going to pick Cameron based on, you know, like,
Cameron wasn't in my radar.
Jim Cameron was on my list.
He wasn't on my list. I love Cameron, but he wasn't on my list.
Nolan was number one, but then I said, well, I want my actor. So I went with my actor first.
Right, and then that's why.
Nolan, so that I was like, I'm going to go with Fincher. And if you took Fincher, which I didn't think you were,
No.
I would have taken Cameron. But I like Fincher in the same way that I like David Lynch from back in the day, because he does a little bit of quirky stuff, and that's what I like.
Yeah, so that would be cool. I think,
By the way, Ruffalo is in a movie that he's done before, too. He was in Zodiac, which is a great
movie. Wasn't Zodiac. With Gyllenhaal, no?
Yeah,
Gyllenhaal was in that. Yeah,
Gyllenhaal and Ruffalo were both in that.
That's a very underrated movie, by the way.
Really
yeah, it's a good one.
It was about the Zodiac killer.
It's slow paced. Yeah, it's slow paced, but it's well done. It's really good.
He's good about the slow burn, and I think that he would do a dark kind of thriller-ish.
That's what he does best. That's his wheelhouse. Yeah. That's what he does best.
Edge of the seat kind of stuff.
No, I agree totally. We'll put these quote-unquote teams up on our Facebook page, and curious to see what people think is the best cast, if you will, best team, whatever, quote unquote, and all that. So, you know.
No, actually, I did a lot better in this one than I did in my fantasy draft.
With the exception of Garofalo, yes, you did. And forgetting Kate Hudson's name, you know.
He recovered well with Mark Ruffalo.
He did. Yeah. That was a good choice. Yeah. You had a good cast. Yeah. For me, Kate Hudson's the only one I'm like, for me. That's my taste. I'm not big on her, but that's just me.
Yeah. Though.
Again, that's just my taste.
I don't think she's.
She's not a terrible actress. She's just not my thing.
So let's talk football just for a minute, okay? We're back in fantasy mode. Who is your team and how many wins do you think they're going to have this year? Just off the top of your head. George, I want you to go first because I know you're not a huge NFL fan.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I mean, I'm more of a soccer fan, so.
You can't really count.
But I mean, I can't really, you know, so.
Wins don't mean it.
And when I first got here, I mean, if you all want to get like that, you know, I wanted for the 49ers. Yeah, like when I first got here, I went for the 49ers and the Raiders just because, like, they were like.
Did you move to South Florida when you first came to the States?
But the thing is, I was a Lakers fan when you know, in 86 when I came, I was a Lakers fan, right? So I went for the California team.
Why were
just
you
because,
a Lakers
you know,
fan? I know you explained this to me before.
Yeah, I was a Lakers fan basically because, you know, my favorite player, you know, they played the Lakers. And I was basically like, you know, those European players that, you know, were very fundamental oriented. And when I saw Magic Johnson play, it just changed my entire outlook on basketball. You know, like the no-look pass, the fancy dribbles. So, and the Heat were not around back then. So, you know, I figured it was the Lakers were my favorite team. Mm-hmm. And I just stayed loyal even when the Heat came. But with football, you know, I saw the Dolphins, but Marino was there and he was a very young player and I really didn't know. And so I just went with since I was a Laker fan, I just went with the LA teams. And Montana was my favorite quarterback. So I went with the 49ers because the 49ers were real big back then. And then I just went with the Raiders after that because it was the silver and black. So that was kind of.
That team was friggin' loaded.
It was a great team, yeah.
That was, if you look
Roger
at
Craig,
that, if you
Jerry
look
Rice.
At Roger Craig,
yeah, well, that's
Jerry
what I meant.
Rice.
Yeah, it was Taylor. Jerry Rice.
Yeah.
So what was it? Dwight Clark, I think, was on that team?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, Ronnie Lott, Matt Millen, yeah.
What was that? The tight end they had was fantastic,
Raffman?
Too.
Raffman?
Yeah,
Raffman was a fullback. crap. No, they just
they got the catch. Either way, it's unimportant. But yeah, it's loaded.
So that was my favorite team out there. You know, like with the 49ers.
No, not so much.
Obviously, not so much. And then you know, I kind of lost with fantasy football.
So he's a front runner.
So he's a
he's
an independent contractor.
I mean, the team for hire. So no, I mean,
he's gonna be a Patriots fan, but week 10.
You're a Redskins fan.
Unfortunately, but
how many wins you predict?
Oh man, I'm thinking 9 wins. Okay. Well, 9 or 10, because now Dallas Romo going down is going to help us. But 9 or 10, I still think
three teams that you play that their game could go either way because of rivalries.
Of course, the Eagles, Giants, and the Cowboys.
And the Cowboys. So I think that a good plus or minus is 9 wins.
Yeah, I think 9's fair.
Just from my semi.
No, I agree with that. I think they by default take the division again.
That division is one of the hardest divisions to call in the NFL. My division is the other hard division because I'm a huge Dolphins fan.
I'm
predicting that they win. I keep saying 3 wins, but they're going to win more than 3 times. I think six or seven is a good
number. That's fair.
I think we're going to, if you look at it scientifically, we're going to lose 2 games to the Patriots. We're probably going to split with the Jets like we always do. So that's 3 wins. That's 1 win. You know, I think we're going to – we could beat the Bills. I think we'll beat the Bills once. We'll probably split with the Bills.
We get the Browns and Titans early on, so that's 2 wins.
You know, that's already – I honestly can't see them winning more than 6 games. I think 7. They open up with Seattle. That's going to be a loss.
I think they'll win that game. Typical Dolphins. Get a bit excited, and then boom.
But you'll see, like if I was going to go with
– on the road, too, that game.
Watch, they may win. And it was on the bandwagon.
I'm not going to be in the bandwagon. I'm a fan. I love my team. I follow my team. I root for my team. But I'm not stupid. And I've been let down by this team so many times that I'm ready to just resign myself to a 6 win season.
So here's what
I'd be happy with.
So here's what I'll do. If I had to go pick, you know, since I was when I first got here, I was a 49er fan, or you know, and I like the silver and black, I'll go with, you know, I'll give you both. I think the 49ers with you know, with the whole conspiracy kind of all these issues with, you know, Colin Kaepernick and all that. And they had all these losses the year before, you know, like with all these players retiring early.
I'm surprised New York's haven't fired Colin Kaepernick, by the way. I'm really surprised by that. Not that.
Well, they said they were going to stick with him.
Or not firing.
Yeah, right. They said they were going to stick with him.
Yeah, so that's
they, I'm going to be honest with you. That's one of the cheapest families in football. I think that they owe him too much money that they're going to have to pay him for not working.
$19 million as a backup.
So they're not going to let him walk.
They're not going to walk.
No, exactly. That's why. So I'm thinking that they'll probably win 9 games, maybe 7. You know, the 49ers.
9? Wow, okay.
You know, 7. And the Raiders are probably the 49ers will win 7 games. The Raiders will win 9. So they'll be 9-7.
I think Raiders win 10. I like the Raiders.
I think they'll be 9 season
2. The Raiders have a very easy schedule.
Yeah, they got a good young team. I think they go 10.
Team, and they've been building through the draft.
Carr,
you know,
quarterback.
Yeah, David Carr. They got Cooper, and they got drafted last year.
Running backs are loaded at running back.
Yeah,
they have a very interesting team.
Yeah, so
they got talent. They got talent. Cooper and Crabtree,
and they've been picking up with through the draft, like they've been getting good players. Yeah. So I would even give them 9 or maybe 10.
I'm giving them 10. I like them. I think they're surprised. I think Denver's coming down. KC, San Diego.
Who are you looking at to be a great team this year? I think Arizona Cardinals look like they're
Arizona. I think Packers will be back.
I think Packers will be back. I think Seattle's going to be good.
Seattle will be fine. Yeah. And NFC, that's only three great teams, quote unquote. I see.
I will tell you that I think that Dallas is going to be awful again this year.
Yeah, of course.
Unless they get their quarterback.
Well, yeah, without Romo.
Who knows whether this Dak Shepard's going to be a good player?
He's not even going. It's not
going. I don't think Denver's going anywhere without.
No, it'll be the Patriots again, of course, and
Patriots.
The Steelers.
Could this be the year that they dip? I don't know. I think they'll be in the playoffs.
I think Steelers made.
Steelers are always there.
Always.
Yeah. If it wasn't for injuries, they'd probably be at the top. They would have been top last year. I like them this year, the Steelers.
I saw the Titans playing preseason. I didn't think they looked very good to me. The Falcons are going to be awful.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay, I can't stand, so I wouldn't root for them.
No, they'll be okay. Carolina will be okay too.
New Orleans, I don't think they're any good. The Texans maybe is a team to look at. Although I think they overpaid for the quarterback, the guy from Denver.
They did.
I think Arizona is a team. If I was going to pick a team that could win this year, plus that, and I want to recommend All or Nothing. I know I've said that on this podcast before, But me and my wife watched All or Nothing, which is the complete season of the Arizona Cardinals last year.
Yeah, you mentioned
it. And it was a very good show, and I really like Bruce Arians, and I want him to do well.
No, he's good. I like
him. I think he's a good guy, and it's a good watch if you're an NFL fan. So just a recommendation there.
We got a little time left. I want to... Let me touch on one last topic. Again, we'll try to keep this controlled, George. I know George is worried about time and all that. Because I got this conversation with a friend of mine and all that. There's this movie coming out. And I'd rather save this now before our next show. We're doing a far preview coming right up in the next show. A movie called Birth of a Nation. Right. You guys have heard about that?
I haven't heard of
it. Is that a remake of the original one?
I'm not sure. I don't think it's a direct remake. No, this is, it may be. But it's the one where the story of the slavery rolled back in 1860, something like that. Yeah. But either way, it was supposed to be like this Oscar-contending movie, and they premiered it at Cannes.
Oh, this is where the guy beat the crap out of his wife,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. Oh, okay, so... So apparently this movie was getting a lot of hype.
Is it Gabrielle Union in it?
She's in it. Yeah, she's in it. She's in it. And,
but when I was talking about the dude that...
Yeah, when I think...
Some guy I never heard of.
Yeah, Nate Parker, who's the actor in the movie, he's directing and wrote it and co-wrote it. Apparently it's got a lot of buzz. And I think recently they were doing the tours on the colleges, touring and getting the press going for the Oscar, of course. And then the studio pulled back. They said, no, we're not doing it anymore. So I kind of dug a little deeper, and I found out that apparently, and Mike alluded to this, that I guess... I'm not sure who the victim was, but there was someone... who was raped, and the director and the writer were accused of raping her. The writer was convicted. Later, technicality was set free. And then the investigation looked really bad. That girl ended up committing suicide. So then, with her word off, there's nothing you could do about it. Big old mess. The studio's like, yeah, let's dump this movie for, let things cool off. So either way, so it was a big controversy, and things looked really, really bad. And I know we had them recently. I remember seeing a trailer for the new Mel Gibson movie
that's right. coming out. Yeah, that like Taken.
Is that the Blood Father?
Well, not that one. Blood Father was one that went to the theater and left after a week because nobody saw it.
Oh, it's already out.
It's already out. Yeah, exactly.
It's out there in Spizzy.
But there's no way.
I know. I saw it.
Yeah, but it's one for Hacksaw Ridge. It's like a war movie, and the trailer says, "Oh, from director of Braveheart." They didn't even say Mel Gibson.
Wow.
So this is my thumb thinking, okay, as a war movie fancy and all that. And I was thinking back about Roman Polanski, who was statutory rape, and he left the country before he couldn't get convicted or whatever.
He's a real piece of
crap. So these guys, it's assumed this is Nate Parker. He's not convicted. He is, whatever the case is. And there's even a rape scene in Birth of the Nation, which is the odd thing. They have a rape scene. So it's a disaster. Do we separate their art from the artist? So in other words, someone like Mel Gibson. Do we care?
Same way that I don't like Woody Allen.
Right.
I don't like that kind of shitty. Excuse my French. I don't like that. As a father of daughters, I don't like that kind of crap, and I will never support somebody like Roman, a piece of human excrement like Roman Polanski.
Agreed.
Or
and he still makes movies. Cat,
whatever is Nate.
Yeah, Nate Parker. Yeah.
Parker.
Yeah.
What I've never heard of him. Don't care. Not interested.
Yeah, that's the first time I've heard of that. Yeah.
What about Mel Gibson?
Well, Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson didn't rape anybody. Yeah, Mel Gibson's a jerk. I mean, you know what? I think here's the deal with Mel Gibson. Okay,
this is he a racist? Mel Gibson.
But you know what? I think he's I think he should stay away from the sauce.
That's
what the issue is.
Has he paid his price? Because I mean, his movies, the last couple movies, he's done some haven't parts. Done anything.
Right,
but I guess because people stay away from him, which I get.
I think he's a really good actor.
He's great. I liked him before.
I think he's a pretty talented director, too.
He's a great director.
I think that he screwed his own pooch, and he's got to live with his crap that he's pulled. And you know what? I think he's either paying his penance or he's not. But you know what? This is what happens when you act like a jagoff.
Yes.
I don't think he can carry a movie anymore.
Well, it's not that, because I think he still can.
I don't know if he still... I don't care about PC bullcrap, okay? But you know what? I have like I said, as a father of daughters, if a guy's a rapist, I don't think that he should be allowed to have the honor to entertain people for money. Sorry.
Would you have? I don't know what the right or wrong answer is, because would you? If someone tells you, "I'm going to watch a Roman Polanski movie," would you have a problem with that person saying that? For example,
you can do what you want to do. Okay. It's a free country. I won't watch Roman Polanski movies. Yeah. I am not interested in Roman Polanski movies.
But Mel Gibson, you okay with Mel Gibson, George?
I don't have an issue with
it. I'm on the fence, to be honest. I don't know. Like, I still go watch his movies.
Here's my thing, is he, you know, whatever, he got drunk and said a bunch of stupid shit. Who hasn't done that?
Because I think, it happens in football. We're talking about football, and it happened with, like, every football player gets arrested, or wife beating Ray Rice, Michael Vick with the dogs, or Ray Lewis is, you know, he was, yeah, you know, let's not forget what happened with Ray Lewis.
And we're cheering for him again. I have an issue with the wife beaters.
That was Michael Vick with dogs.
Right.
The dogs I have a huge issue with, because I think that what he did to those dogs are friggin' terrible, but there are people doing them all the time anyway. So I honestly don't know. I don't have an opinion on that, other than I have my own personal things, and I don't want Ray Rice playing for my football team.
I think he has a right to play
wherever the hell he wants, but I don't want him on my team.
And you know what's funny? I heard an argument about that this week. Players in football, that at the end of the day is victories or wins that matter. And it really doesn't matter about what they had in their prior thing. But, you know, like with Ray Rice, you know, like nobody wants it's rape and it's out there viral.
It's not rape.
But I mean, it's domestic violence.
Proven,
it's
bad. And that's what my issue with this is.
And there was a video to document
it. That's what I mean. He can't avoid that. He can't avoid it.
I mean, the hotel doesn't even exist anymore where he was at. They went bankrupt. But it, just the fact that he did that, you know, like, it's bad for you. You know, like, other like, there was one that committed murder and he still had 11 sacks. So they took a gamble on him and that was fine. You know, like, it was wins at the end of the day.
That's what I'm saying. It's a fine line, because I don't know what the right or wrong answer is. I mean, for me, it's a personal choice. If you choose to, like you said, you want to see Polanski anymore, I respect that completely.
I don't take any moral high ground with anybody else. This is a free
country. Yeah.
You can do what you want to do, but you know what? I don't have the right. I have the right to not pay to watch your crap.
Agreed. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
So that's where I think that's where I go. And if my team decided that they wanted the Ray Rice to play for them, I don't know that I could support them. Just from my own opinion.
Oh, no, definitely. And then, you know, I think that's going to be, you know, if you're going to pick that player, prepare yourself for what's coming. Because, you know, like, every action.
Right. I think that's why nobody signed the dude.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, even with Colin Kaepernick, I mean, you know, like, they got to get ready for themselves.
But let's be honest here, though.
And he's Manziel.
Ray Rice is being held above everybody else. There's a lot of other guys in the league. Not one, not two. Like, in double digits, guys that have been beating their wives and gotten either convicted of it and it's been brushed under the carpet. Okay.
Oh, definitely.
I'm just telling you. I don't have any. If I find out about that stuff, that guy goes off my list too.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it is. I think that the league, it's pretty specious to me that the league puts out these commercials about people beating their wives, when there's a bunch of dudes that are beating their wives and they're playing right next to them in the huddle, and because they're a great football player, nobody says anything about it. That's wrong.
Which happens all the time. But George, would you have a problem if, for example, your Raiders fan, if they signed Jimmy Garofalo, is that a problem for you? Would you?
Garofalo.
And on that note, we're going to end the show today.
She can play football.
That's even worse. I want to see with the pads and helmet on. We'll leave it at that. At the end of the show on a high note. So that's all the time we got. We make the rounds. I'll let you guys know what's upcoming in the next couple of weeks as far as our show is concerned. So, George, any parting words? I'm sorry.
No. Just, you know, continue to support our podcast, you know, the Foreign Corner, you know, and the cat. Make sure you guys leave a review on there, you know, on our Facebook page, and, you know, appreciate everything that's been coming our way. And, you know, shout out to my girlfriend, you know, love you. And, you know,
George is using the show to get laid. Come on, dude.
Really?
It's all good, though. I get it.
Give George a break.
I'm just messing
Really? Okay. Really?
So that's what the flowers are here for. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, that's what they're here for.
Now he has to go buy flowers now.
Oh, Lord. All right, and just continue to support our show and do what you're doing. And thank you, everybody. You know, like, we, even to Barbara Floyd, you know, for letting us use their song, you know, countrywide. It's, you know,
it's really catching. I like it. I think it's fantastic. I think it's great.
You know, so, I mean, I thank him for letting us use it,
yep.
You know, and appreciate everything that he's doing and listening and f-
forwarding
it. He's a fan of the show too.
So yeah, so you know, awesome. I mean, you know, we're a fan of that song, man. I'm a big supporter, you know, of the song. So, you know, put it in. And Mike, you got anything?
I just want to shout out, give a shout out to a couple of people. I want to say hey to Mac Lowe from Barbara Floyd.
Yep.
I want to say hi to my buddy Dennis Baratheon. I want to I want to give a big shout out to the Cruiserweight Classic on WWE Network, which is
starting up in about a week.
Great. Yep. I want to congratulate Kevin Owens on his world WWE. Yeah. Universal Championship, which is the belt is specious looking, but I enjoyed the show.
Yeah, even though Valor should have won, but
yeah, well, he screwed up his shoulder. Yeah.
Well, so. That's because Seth Rollins
injured
is
injured by Seth Rollins.
Yeah, that dude is, you know, he's unsafe. Everybody that they wrestle against him always ends up getting hurt.
I want to give a big shout out to my family's website, www.girlslifegirl.
Wow.
Oh,
see?
Man. Can you fix that? GIRLZLYFE.com. Girlslife.com. And Christmas is coming, people. So, and Rogue One is coming. And I can't talk about it. I signed an NDA, but we've looked at the Rogue One gear and it looks really cool.
Nice.
And so look forward to girlslife.com for your source for Rogue One gear.
You got it.
Nice, nice. Of course, we got coming for us. We have our special fall preview coming up next week. Let you know what you guys should be watching for movies and TV for the rest of the year. It is Oscar season, mind you. And of course, I am very close to solidifying a date for our Ladies Night Part 2, which I'm really excited about. It should be out by the end of September. Anyway, don't forget, we got 25 episodes in the books. So if you guys haven't heard all of them, by all means, feel free to engage in episodes 1 through 25.
What's your favorite episode, by the way?
Oh, man, that's hard. Now, for sure, it's been Ladies' Nights. Our favorite episode, that's tough, man.
You know, maybe we should have done about that. Like, which one is
there's a lot.
Episode?
I'll have to look at
the archive.
I like the one.
I think our badass tournament was a pretty good show.
I like those.
Yeah, our badass tournament was actually very good.
I really enjoyed a lot of the TV talk we've done. I really liked a couple of our Game of Thrones episodes.
We've done a lot of good stuff.
Rogue One episode was really good.
Yes.
We've done a lot. So
it's a lot. We've done our best TV villains. Movie villains. We've done our best fights.
TV comedy was a good episode.
Yeah, the favorite TV comedies.
That was actually
dramas,
a good two-parter. I like
and
that.
Dramas. Yeah. We did that. That was our episode 23, so we'll take a look at that. We even did about if women and men can be friends.
Yeah.
Remember that? That was our episode four.
That might be one of our most listened to episodes.
I think that also episode four. There's a lot of good stuff in there. I'm proud of everything we've done.
You know, our Oscar preview, when we did our Oscar movie preview, we actually got a lot of those right.
Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah,
our success rate was very successful, so listening to us.
We have
some good stuff. Yeah, so I'm happy with where we're at and all we've done. I think we've done a good job anyway.
Yeah, we did.
We are the best in the business, and I'll stand by that as always. Nothing a little self promotion. Nothing wrong with that. But think about that. Maybe next episode we'll come out with next couple episodes come out. What is your best episode? And I'm kind of curious to hear anyone's thoughts on that. But I have to go back and actually look at that list
to
see.
Every
episode is the best episode. They're all equally phenomenal. So who are we kidding? I mean, it's like saying which Jordan team is the best. They're all great. So either way,
Tony Kukoc era.
I can't stand the Bulls, but the best Jordan team is Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen.
Is it the 72-10?
Mr. Bill Cartwright.
Yeah, the 72-10 team.
Probably. Yeah, I would say that. Yeah. Horace Grant. Yeah. I would think that. Yeah. I would say that.
Not B.J. Armstrong. Yeah, B.J. Armstrong.
I'm sorry, Paxson.
No, Paxson. You're right. Paxson, B.J. Armstrong.
Pippen. Yeah, Pippen. I would say that's the... Yeah. Yeah. But either way.
I said Pippen already.
Yeah. But either way, so that's all the time we have
just
today.
Just Will Purdue.
Will Purdue. Like Purdue chicken. So we'll see you guys next time. Take care, guys.
Bye.
can.